Good morning. I want to take this opportunity to welcome those who are present today for this hearing. This is a parole hearing, as we all know, for Mr. Sean Gentry, ADC number 032465. Before going into the formal hearing, I would like just to make a few comments up front. First of all, the first comment that I would like to make this morning is that because I do know that we do have a number of attorneys involved this morning, I would point out the fact that this is not a co-op. This is not a co-op. I would also point out for those who are in this room that I believe that mainly we have present today are victims, but in case there are some supporters, victims will use this door. This is the door to the south, the door that I'm pointing at. That's the door that you will use. If there are others who are present, they will use this door, which is to the north, so that we won't have us running into each other. I would also point out to the fact that although we do have a number of attorneys participating, is my understanding, we'll determine that just a little later, but I will point out the fact that this board, this is a five-member board, and this board is made up of citizens of the state of Arizona. We do not at this time have an attorney on this board. However, we are represented by the Attorney General's Office for legal advice. But I want you to know that the five of us who will be participating in this hearing, neither one of us will be an attorney. And just for information, I was just looking around this morning with the five that we have present today. Two of them have been part of this board for approximately 1.5 years. We have two others who've been a part of this board for 2 years, and we have one other one, yours truly, who's been a part of this board for around 5 years. I would also point out the fact that before speaking, if you would recognize the chair before speaking so that we can operate in an orderly fashion. I will point out once again that this is not a trial. Let me also point out the agenda as we're going to follow the usual protocol that the Board of Executive Clemency used for parole hearings. And they are, and we will begin very shortly by asking the offender, Mr. Jensen, if he wishes to make a statement, or his attorney will speak first on his behalf. That will be left up to him. He will make that decision. We will not make that decision for him. Following that, the board will be free to raise questions with Mr. Gentry. Following that, we will also have his supporters who might be in the room or on the phone later who would like to speak to the board. That will be followed by having victims who might be present or on the phone to speak. And then at the end, after everybody has spoken, then we will have closing statements by the offender, Mr. Jensen, and his attorney or attorneys. After that, the board will go into discussion in keeping with the open meeting laws of Arizona. Everything that the board will do will be in this room. We do not go outside of this room to make decisions. Everything is done in the room itself. Then the board will take a vote. Following that vote, based upon a majority of the board voting, the results will be announced and we will adjourn at that time. We just want to put that up front so that we have some idea how we will be dealing this morning, because I know that if we were a court of law, it would be just a little different, but since we're not a court of law, we do things just a little different. Our protocol is just a little different. That's the reason I wanted to say that up front, so I hope that everyone can understand that. Okay, as I indicated earlier, the Arizona Department of Corrections has certified Mr. Sean Gentry, JNSEN, ADC number 032465 for a general parole hearing, absolute discharge, or home arrest, is the information that's been provided to the board. This morning, as you can see, there are five board members participating in the hearing. I wish to identify them for you at this time, Mr. Gentry and others present. To my left, which will be to your right, Mr. Gentry, we have the five board members present, and these are all of the board members. We will start with the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Then it's the Honorable Mr. David Miller. the other side of myself, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, on the other side of the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as panel chair as well as chair of the board this morning. I would also just want to point out the fact that all board members checked that also this morning, just to be on the safe side. All five board members have had an opportunity to participate in at least one hearing that dealt with you in the past. So all board members are familiar with you, and with that being said, that's one reason, as one board member, other board members, because we do operate independent, other board members might want to go into detail, but as one board member, I am not going into detail with the offense itself, but other board members, and of course your lawyers or supporters might also want to go into detail. Based on information that I bring from information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections, I do take note that Mr. Johnson is serving two murder at this time, and he was initially, he began his sentence on April 3rd, 1973, and became parole eligible on April 3rd, 1998. And that's for both. Of course, the initial sentence was vacated, and the lawyers, I'm sure, will talk more about that a little later. The initial sentence, he was found guilty by jury. I will also point out the fact that he has had a limited number of disciplines. I believe he's had about 18 disciplines since he's been incarcerated, and the most recent one that I was able to find looking at Ames was April the 24th, 2018, which was last year, and that was a minor for misuse of telephone, and perhaps he will explain that to us just a little later. Prior to then, his last major would have been December 27, 1994. So he's not had any majors in recent time based upon Ames. There have been some others since then. He has appeared before this board several times. Most recently, he appeared before this board on March the 26th, 2018, which was last year. At that time, this board denied him general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Also show that he appeared before this board in 2015, and at that time, when he came before the board in 2015, he came for a commutation, and it was not passed to the governor. That was also true in 2005, and it was not passed to phase two. It was not passed to phase two in 2015 or 2005, and we also had a hearing before this board back in 1978. And it was, it just says unknown. I do not know what happened at that time. So at this time, I'm going to see Mr. Gentry. Would you state your name and your ABC number for the record at this time, sir?
My name is Sean Jensen, 32465.
Thank you, sir. And welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and you've been before this board before. As I indicated before, I want to give you an opportunity or your attorney to make an opening statement at this time. So are you going to make that, or would you ask your attorney to make it for you, sir?
I would ask my attorney to make those opening statements.
Okay. So please, who's going to make that a statement? I think you have several attorneys around here, so who's going to make that statement on his behalf at this time? Any attorneys?
Good morning, Your Honors. The Department of Corrections has provided...
Ma'am, before you get started, may I get you just to state your name for the record?
Of course. I apologize. My name is Kirsten Eidenbach, and I'm an attorney for Mr. Jensen. The Department of Corrections has provided us with a phone. Ms. Bezoskis has the extension. I'm happy to provide it to the board now, but that way both Mr. Jensen and I can hear the proceedings and can participate a little bit easier, I think, than with this phone. I tried to follow along with your instructions, but that way I can hear what's being said. So if you'd like me to provide the number, the extension, that's fine, or you can turn to Ms. Vlasic, who is present in the room today.
Okay, well, since you're talking, we'll take the number.
Okay. The number for Florence East Unit is 520-868-4011. Yes, and that will get you to the main switchboard, and then you will reach us at extension 25364.
25364.
Yes.
If you would hold on, I'm going to try to reach you now on that number.
Okay, thank you very much.
You've reached the Arizona State Prison Complex, Florence. Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 2 and the 4-digit extension. This is Kirsten Eidenbaum. Can you hear us okay?
We can hear you perfect. Can you hear us okay?
We sure can. So Mr. Jensen is going to hang up the other phone and we'll talk to you via speakerphone.
If he does it,
okay.
We won't have visual.
Yeah. Okay, can you still hear us, ma'am?
We sure can.
And we can hear you. This is perfect. We want to thank you so very much for having that all set up for us. And I'm sorry that had not been called to my attention. I'm sure someone in the room knew, but I just did not know. So we're very pleased now to be able to communicate so that the both of you can participate together. So at this time, would you like to make a statement? I think you said you might want to say something to the board up front at this time.
Chairman Wright, and I apologize to interrupt, but one of the victims you tried to call earlier did not pick up the phone. I guess she is available now.
Okay.
And I have 2 numbers for her. It's Carol Lee Coker, am I pronouncing that correctly, Carly?
Yes.
Do you by chance know which number we should be?
If you can give me a minute, I'll see what I have.
The one that we have is 417-380-8951. Is that the correct one?
I don't have either one of those numbers, so I don't think that is correct.
I don't have it. Okay.
So the 417 is the right.
417 is
the right area code, so we just need to get the right numbers.
Apparently she did get the message, so apparently this is the right one. We dialed earlier 417-380.
But I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay,
thank
you.
Absolutely, I'm trying to make sure. I just don't want to say it out loud.
Okay, thank you.
This one?
Yes.
I think that's the one.
But I just don't
want to
say it out loud.
Yes, ma'am, we do understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
The one that circled, and that may be the one you just gave, but she's still in there. Okay.
Yes, I have them. Oh, yeah, have them to hang on. Please hang on. We don't want to disconnect you, so we're just trying to get the phone call.
Okay.
This is Arizona Board of Executive Premises. I understand you wish to participate in the hearing this morning.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you so very much. We're just now beginning to hear. We've had some introductory remarks so far by myself. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as the chair of the board, and we have four other board members present. A total of 5 board members were present this morning. And at this time, we were about to receive a statement or any general statements that Mr. Jensen's attorney or he wanted to make up front before we move further. So that's where we're at this particular time, and we will call you at the perfect time.
It's good.
Is everybody on the line? You still on the line?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So we're back to you. So now we're ready to listen.
Okay. Because I cannot see into the well of the boardroom, Mr. Jensen's other attorney present?
We have two attorneys sitting here. Do you represent Mr. Jensen? Or do you have any? We have, at the moment, we have none present. Is there any attorney in the room representing Mr. Jensen this morning? Any attorney in the room? Any attorney in the room? Apparently not. No one identified themselves as being an attorney. Oh, I do have one. Who just walked in?
I'm sorry. I'm Sean's wife.
But you're not
attorneys are on their way. We were told this was going to start at 10. That's why we're not here. We have a number of people coming. Apologize.
Okay. So, they're on their way?
Yes.
But do you have a number to say I could call? Or what?
Attorney Larry Hammond is just talking to Katie Koroskis, and I know she's probably trying to find parking.
She's on her way in.
Okay, so she's on her way in. So we're going to hold on for just one moment for his attorney to enter the room. So the board will be in recess until his attorney enters the room. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Board Member.